Neffit's new guidelines on COVID measures for children, Garth Brooks' five-night ticket sellout, and The Late Late Show does The Lion King. Those are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. The Irish Independent, Irish Examiner, Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail all lead with yesterday's Neffit meeting, which recommended that indoor gatherings for children, such as nativity plays, sleepovers, birthday parties and play dates, should be avoided for the next fortnight, and that children over the age of 9 should wear masks on public transport and in shops, and in school from third class upwards. Neffit planned to ground children for 2 weeks, is the headline in The Independent. The Independent and Times also report on concerns in government over the new COVID-19 variant in Africa. Questions are already being asked if this new variant might make vaccines less effective and imperil efforts to fight the pandemic. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph interviews filmmaker Sean Murray, who talks about how he was approached by convicted killer Stephen McKinney to make a documentary about his life. The 45-year-old was given a life sentence yesterday in Belfast Crown Court for murdering his wife on a boating holiday on Loch Earn in April 2017. The Irish News leads with a story about the Elk Complex in County Antrim, which had its entertainment licence suspended following complaints of overcrowding at a teenage disco at the venue earlier this month. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun both lead with yesterday's sellout of 400,000 Garth Brooks tickets for the five nights he'll be playing in Croke Park next September. Five alive-o is the headline in the Mirror. The Sun, meanwhile, is all about the money, noting that the singer raked in €32 million from yesterday's ticket sales. Garth Brooks is the headline there. The prospect that the new bank holiday, which has been promised for next year, is likely to fall on Friday the 18th of March, generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star. The fact that it falls the day after St Patrick's Day, which also happens to be Cheltenham Gold Cup Day, inspires the lead headline, Crack Friday. Elsewhere this morning, some of the people who were recognised at the Netwatch Family Carer of the Year Awards last night are featured in a number of today's papers. Karen Smith from Drogheda was the overall winner. Karen cares for three of her four children who have additional needs, her father who has developed blindness due to diabetes, and her mother who has emphysema. The Star has a picture of Robbie, the five-year-old Springer Spaniel Revenue Sniffer Dog, who sniffed out drugs worth just under €10 million hidden in a shipment of furniture that came into Dublin Port from the Netherlands on Wednesday. The Times reports on the protest held by the Irish thalidomide survivors outside Leinster House yesterday, calling for a state apology on the 60th anniversary of the international withdrawal of the drug. And finally, tonight's Late Late Show receives lots of coverage in today's papers. With The Lion King as the theme of tonight's show, there are plenty of pictures of Ryan Tuberty doing his thing with some of the children who we'll be seeing on screen later tonight. The Lion King is a caption alongside pictures of the presenter on the front of both The Sun and Mirror. And The Independent features some of the children who've appeared on previous toy shows. Amy Keogh, who got to meet her hero Ed Sheeran back in 2013 when she was just 11, is pictured on the front of today's paper. She's all grown up now and is studying to be a secondary school teacher in DCU. The Herald, meanwhile, runs with a picture of Ryan sitting on a miniature Vespa on its front page, alongside a caption which features the song and phrase which has become synonymous with The Lion King, Hakuna Matata, no worries.